This week, five Ursuline nuns have been floating down the Ohio River on a flatboat. They're reenacting the pioneer journey that the Ursulines took 130 years ago to found a school in what was then the wilderness of western Kentucky. Sisters Amelia Stenger and Pam Mueller join us from Cloverport, Kentucky. Sister Amelia, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having us here.
And why this trip?
The trip is to let people know that the Ursuline Sisters of Mount St. Joseph are continuing their mission of education. The second reason is to talk about vocations in our community. We know that there are young women who are being called by God to become a part of our mission, and we want them to know who we are and that we're not afraid to take a risk every once in a while.
I'm wondering if you could hand the phone to Sister Pam Mueller for a moment.
Yes, I would. Here she is. Hello.
Sister Pam, how are you?
I am fine.
I understand you christened this flatboat with a carton of buttermilk?
A jar of buttermilk, as a matter of fact. We did that because when our sisters first arrived at Mount St. Joseph, they were greeted by a family who served them watermelon and buttermilk for their first meal. Mm-hmm. I think we christened the inside of the boat because we cut open a watermelon and one of us dropped it. And so now we said the inside has been christened with watermelon and the outside has been christened with buttermilk.
Sister Pam, with respect, do you think if a bunch of Jesuits had been involved, they would have christened the boat with something a little stronger than buttermilk?
No doubt. No doubt in my mind they probably would have.
Sister Amelia?
Yes?
I'm wondering if you feel a sense of affiliation with those nuns of 130 years ago who traveled whenever they went into the wilderness, that's the way they traveled, and they trekked, and they had to worry about, I assume they had to worry about grizzly bears, and they lived as rough as anyone else in the frontier.
The more I get involved in this, the more I admire their pioneer spirit, the strength that they had, the faith that they had to go into something that they did not know. So it's emotional for me to go back and think about what they had to do when they were coming along the river. And we are so touched with the special gift that they gave us as far as their strength, their faith, and their courage. And I think that that's what we have to continue to be as Ursuline Sisters of Mount St. Joseph.
Sister Amelia, thanks very much.
Yes. Thank you.
Sisters Amelia Stenger and Pam Mueller, Ursuline nuns who are making a boat trip down the Ohio River. To see pictures of their journey and learn more about it, you can go to our website, npr.org.